Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday. This is our live show right here on Blog Talk Radio. But you can find all our shows that you can listen to 24/7, 365 over at monsterusradio.com. So I thank you for tuning in to Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night where you can call in and take over the radio. I don't think there's nowhere else in the world right now at this moment you can call in and take over the radio to promote yourself as an artist and actor. We don't give a damn if you babysit gangster kids on the weekends. I'm talking about, well, some of them be banging Huggies and the other ones be banging Pampers. It don't matter. You can get your free promo tonight. I'm DJ E Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. How are you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to need y'all prayers. A lot going on. I may take over the show tonight with some questions for y'all to help us out. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. Sound like, she's in one of her moods. So y'all going to have to stick with us. Don't forget you can call us up 424-243-9649. That's if you want to take over the show or you got to dip off. If you're listening on your computer, now you can listen in private. Just press 1 when you want to go live and we'll take you live. So let me see. I got some new music for you guys now. Some of this music I'm going to play tonight, Miss Unbelievable. It's going to be clean music. You dig? I might have to keep it 100 with y'all. I know people love us because we are not FM radio, and, you know, we usually don't censor anything. But internationally, we got to try to censor some words. I put out a bulletin. Well, actually, it was a bulletin with a poll in it about what things that turn you off when you listen to Monsters Radio. And internationally, that N-word was the big word. So, hey, we can't filter all of it out.
I agree.
But we're trying to keep it down to a minimum. You dig? So, some more things we're going to talk about. So, we got some other stuff for y'all coming up. Here's some new music. This right here is John Hart and Too Short. It's called Whistle. Monsters West Coast Mannerism. Tuesday night.
Yeah. Slow down, baby.
We live,
girl,
y'all.
Where that body going?
Let's get it.
When
let's
it go,
go
up, it can go down, baby.
Yeah.
If you don't know,
yeah,
what you know now, baby. Oh, I swing like a pro. Tiger Wood with the stroke. Let me put it in the. So when I yell flow, get low, bust it down like oh.
Oh.
From the side to the side, swerving it like oh.
Oh.
Damn that fat, had to whistle like. Way she give, had to whistle like. Yeah, beat the bell, had to whistle like. Damn that bad, had to whistle like. The way she give, had to whistle like.
What's my favorite word? Why you gotta say it like show? You know you my favorite, not love, but I love the way you.
Yeah,
think I'm pimping you. Don't ask you what I'm finna do. She said, show what you about to get into. I said, you and probably your friend too. They can hear you from a mile away. What the f***? Why you so loud, babe? I'm watching them big bounce and they jiggle. You ride my d*** and you sound like a whistle.
Yeah, I had to whistle like. The way she give me whistle like. Yeah, beat the
up, had to whistle like. Damn that bad, had to whistle like. Go down with it, get loose with it. Back it up and show me what you do with it. Go down with it, get loose with it. Like Show said, let Bruce Bruce hit it. Go down with it, get loose with it. Back it up and show me what you do with it. Go down with it, get loose with it. Cause damn that bad, had to whistle like. The way she give me whistle like. Yeah. Beat the bell, had to whistle like. Damn that bad, had to whistle like. The way she had to whistle like.
Take over Tuesday. Monstrous Radio.
Yeah.
Online radio with a roar. Coming to you live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Here's some more new music. Kid Ink and Lil Wayne and Sweetie. It's called You So. West Coast Mannerism. Yeah. St. Paul. Where you
at? I'm a nasty. You so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl. I'm a nasty. And you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl.
Some say the X make the sex best. Take that right down in her chest. Friend look like she down to get next. 1942, make her undress. Flex and move it left, right. You get a best. I live my best life. You got a day job instead of bedtime. Then all night, wake up to egg whites. Fell into that pussy like a trap. Where the 50, tell him get strapped. I never talk when I get behind the back. I do like Nipsey and I get a slap.
I'm a nasty, you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl. I'm a nasty, and you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl.
You a nasty, nasty, you a nasty, nasty. You a nasty, nasty. I love that nasty, nasty.
I'm a nasty, I like a plastic. They'll always glad to, I'm always last. I let her ride my, just like a passenger. I let her my kids come. Up. Let her hit my drink, let her pop two. Let her say my name, she say you got too many. I like to pour her hair, she like to pour mine too. Frozen when you, it tastes just like you. Hold up, I can slip and slide, I can dive in it. We can sit, or we can honestly. She started from a side to a bottom. I'm a nasty guy, got no college.
I'm a nasty, you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl. I'm a nasty. You so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl.
You a nasty, nasty. You a nasty, nasty. You a nasty, nasty. I love that nasty, nasty. I got 69 problems and not one. Yeah. And my what's up, so I'm about to get some. I just hit my boy toy and he coming around one. I gave him that dumb tongue and clearly he's still strong. This about to pop off. Put my hand on his and girl was not soft. So big he got lost in the high. Just way down south. The thing I Venus fly trap when I make that clap. If you give me good, you ain't getting that back. Put a microphone back, just got with the what a hot class, and he want another glass.
I'm a nasty, you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl. I'm a nasty, and you so nasty, girl. You so nasty, girl. I'm a nasty.
You.
Take over Tuesday. New music. You are now in the Monster Mix. DJ E Monster and Miss Unbelievable. Jazzy D's on vacation. So let's get over here and do some of this Monstrous Radio weather report. What's it going on tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, y'all. So in New York, it's 27. Dallas is 42. San Juan is 75. Phoenix got rain and they're 56. Los Angeles is 54 with rain. Kansas City is 24. Miami is 59. Minneapolis is 29. London is 47. And Paris is 43. And Miss Jazzy B State, Atlanta, it's 31. So it's
okay,
a little chilly out there.
It's
a little chilly.
Just a little bit. A little burr weather. A little burr. Mm-hmm. Just a little burr out there. Mm-hmm. Y'all can bear it.
Bear it all weather.
It's okay. It is Takeover Tuesday. I really didn't have a topic for tonight. I really didn't have no music for tonight.
Okay.
I figured, fuck it, we just gonna wing it. We got a couple people over here, but ain't nobody press one. If you want to take over right now is the time to do it. I don't know what to tell you. I was gonna say something funky, but it ain't chunky enough for you. So, what's some topics we gonna talk about tonight on Who's Bubbing Who? Who's Getting Fat? Also known as the Entertainment News and Gossip Lifestyle. Who we gonna clown? Who's on our hit list?
Okay, we got this white guy with child abuse. We got Keisha Cole. We got some pettiness with Rob Kardashian. We got Rihanna. And we got some nice, he's spilling the beans. He's, being a little snitch.
Oh, shit. You talking about Nas? You said Nas.
Yeah, he been a little snitch.
Well, damn. All right.
Just saying.
We gonna find out what she talking about coming up here just a little bit. Let's see. We got some more music. I got another one that I want to play. This is more like, some Karma Cafe or something like that. But still, it's still groovy. Is there something you want to hear tonight that we've had in our rotation?
I'm always down to hear some Keith Sweat. I'm really liking that. You played a new track for them yesterday. Black Eyed Peas, those two little songs.
Okay.
I'm really feeling that. Try not to be a little petty tonight, but I'm really feeling that,
Okay, well, I can get that. Well, matter of fact, we can get both of them. I think I'm going to play this first. It's some new currency. It's called Grand. I think that Black Eyed Peas will run up right behind that. Maybe then we'll go into a commercial and then slap that Keep Sweating, and we'll come back and get into our entertainment news. Stick with us. Be monstrous. Call us up if you're ready to take over, though. Let them know the number, Miss Unbelievable.
That would be 424-243-9649. And y'all, press that one. I'm just saying, I'm telling y'all what to do. Press that one. Let's get it. Let's go.
No problem.
Come on.
Set over Tuesday. A little bit of old school for y'all. Don't stop for Tuesday. Come on. I found it.
Yeah, one time for the jet, two times for your motherfucking set. Hit it three times, make sure it's the best. Put some ice on if it's always wet. Miami Vice fighter or the Stingray vet. I keep my shit fresh, yeah, finished like Mitchell and Ness. Stepping on the next of motherfuckers who slept. Collecting checks, catching stunts in the progress. Take a late night drive to relieve stress. Bad bitch by my side who know how to fire text. Mute them boys who always talking that mess. Cop coops, park cars, that's a light flex. Lifestyle rap, that's my genre, I guess. Founder, forefather, sports car auction baller. Low rider and pilot, executive quarter. Writing rhymes and making motherfucking orders. Jaws of weed indeed, yeah, we record. Instrumental, spent lyrical in the morning. Been reading up, grasping that legal jargon. Tighten up, they gon' use the whole checkbook trying to write for us. Lighten up, smoke signals. Spell it out, Andretti, all about figures. Look in my eyes when I enter the building. Tell y'all that I was gonna leave with a million. And they sound still better. And they sound still better. And they sound still better. Be he stayed away too long. Is Kanye still riding around with Trump? Hope if he hear this, he don't get mad. Just give us some vintage sample track. It leaves buckets, sweater the mess. Dan Smith from UK with the Velcro strap. Welcome to the layer cake, take a loss, bounce back. Gang cost, you gon' have to pay the ball. Press a button in my car, my roof came off. You gon' cry in the bus stop of this Ferrari, darling. Light hard, leather soft. In my house, watching the air last dock. About the cheddar boys, all respect. My Detroit fan, we connect, burn it down. Every time I'm around, muscle cars burn rubber stripes on the ground. Back to my hometown, hands ready pound. Inspiration, just waiting. With you rolled in the paper, push me to fadeness. Rest in peace to the homie, young greatness. Every day in the city, it's another risk that we taking. Dangerous game, but we keep playing, cause we know deep inside one of us gon' make it. Roll the dice every night when you choose to ride nice and hop out the car rockin' nice. Treat yourself and you become a target. Gotta be cautious when you ballin'. That's not just for New Orleans. Homeboy, that's there where they ain't playing fair out there. And they say I'm still spittin'. And they say I'm still spitting. That's what they say.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. This is one of those spots you can always find something to post on your page about one of our conversations, stuff to talk about at the water cooler. Either way it go, it's monstrously dope. And this right here is Dopeness, the Black Eyed Peas featuring CL. An unbelievable request. Absolutely. What a...
We live and direct.
Yeah, let's go.
Space, out of space,
yeah.
Invading your space.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. Oh, I feel like I made of solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. I'm super. I'm super dope, I'm super baby, I'm super dope.
I'm doping in the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass Saint Laurent coat bar. Control the whole game, remote bar. Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Shine so bright like a quasar. Stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor. Wanna know about me, go to Ricky Wicky. I'm a time bomb by the ticky ticky. See me on top on a tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky picky.
Ooh, yeah.
No ill, I'm sticky sticky. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy sippy. Be loving long time, no quicky quicky. Not a girl on my dang dang licky dicky.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. Oh, I feel like I made of solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. I'm super. I'm super dope, I'm super baby, I'm super dope.
I knock him out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got him sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a CAT scan. Delete him and throw him in the trash can. Attack him with the boom bap original rap, man. I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means it's tap, don't stop, boy.
Ooh, yeah.
I kill the game and the coaches. Spray lead, now they running like roaches. Dead press, now here come the vultures. Make bread cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold.
Body block, body block, hit the floor. Fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee. TKO, comatose, adios. Slow motion on your motherfucker. Superman, super gun, make him run. Shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang. Automatic, now your body looking polka dotted. Blood splattered when I hit you with that. Whip pass, get the cash, get the ching ching. Get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling. Get the money, get the cash, get the dough. 10, 100, 20s, baby, get the dollar sign, on the brain. On the mental, got money on my mama, my mind. Make a stop, hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm coming for dough. I'm doper than a dope game, making more money than a dope man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne, got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star, in a G6 eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're itchy, itchy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. I keep the 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip-hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let a cocoa, no sippy-sippy. I got soul, cause soul is my shit, sick.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubble gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EBD.
We're still on that unbelievable request. This is called Any, Mini, Miney, Moe. This is Keith Sweat. Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday.
Spending a night.
I got so many of them women, it feel like I'm picking them out of a lie, yeah. No disrespect, baby, shake it, cause I could tell that you've been working a lot. I know you feel like these bitches they talking, they something you not. You could get it popping for the district. Lil Shorty went to college on a mission. Fell in love with the different positions. Yo, Frings, is you Cuban Puerto Rican? She the one that say no speaking, freaking. Take me for the weekend. Vegas high rise in the pool with the deep end. Hell yeah. Any money, emotional, rocking galore. Which one of them wanna go?
I can't pick a
So what's up, Unbelievable? You like that one? Is that one of the key sword tracks you like?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So I take over Tuesday. So this is the part where we get into our who's bumping who and who did that, also known as the gossip lifestyle. So who are we clowning first? We're going to pray for them. We're not going to judge them. We're just going to pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so y'all know how they just going in on R. Kelly with his little sexual escapades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a former MLB, that's Minneapolis, I mean the baseball league pitcher.
Right, okay.
John Wetland, he's arrested on child sexual abuse charges. And see, what gets me, these are the ones that they be trying to sweep under the rug, but try to blast us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This guy has been charged in Texas for continuously, not just one time, but continuously sex abuse of a child under the age of 14. He started with a young girl at the age of 4 years old and had her perform sex on him beginning in 2004. Okay? The guy was taken into custody in Texas this week. But listen, y'all, his bond was $25,000. Come on now. $25,000. Now, you know he only has to do 10% on that, right?
Yeah, $2,500 for a Major League Baseball player.
Who has been continuously under 14. And so their justification is he has mental health issues, saying that he has called 911 multiple times in 2009. We're in 2019. Hello. But he has been contemplating suicide. No words on who the current person is, and no further comment.
Yeah. Let's just face it. Hey, it's an issue. Let's just kind of call it what it is. It's an issue. Everybody's trying to point one or two people out. It's obviously an issue. It is. I keep it 100. When I was younger, it was an issue. There was people that was older than me that was dating girls that I would be like, that's too young for me. You dig? It's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, they need to just do a whole big documentary channel. I don't know, but, you know, a whole thing on the whole thing itself. Because we can't just point out the superstars. There's probably some people out there right now that know somebody at some time. You was like, okay, that's what you want. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, okay, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. When you was growing up in your family, there has always been someone in your family that has touched somebody, because they always say, "Don't go by Uncle Bobby." No, you can't be alone by Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby, I'm gonna need you to sit in the open. You don't. Who went with Uncle Bobby back in the bedroom? Nobody. Okay, so there's always been an Aunt Shirley who, you know, touched the, you know, can't go around Shirley's house. You can't spend the night. But my favorite cousins over there, I don't care. You can't spend the night. They come over here. You see what I'm saying? So there's always been, I don't care what you say, there's always been somebody in somebody's family who had that type of, you know, pedophile spirit that just kept on going. The thing about it is, as a community, we don't talk about it. We sweep it underneath the rug. We hide it.
Until
we're ashamed
like
of
happened.
It. It became a secret until now. Everybody wants to speak. I speak. Well, since I was, it was this person, it was that person. That person could be dead on and gone. And now you're opening up wounds for your family that, come on, we had, it's so touchy. It's a touchy situation. Touchy yes. subject.
Yeah, very. But, you know, I think sometimes there's that, what do they call it, silver lining in a lot of things. I think this is, like, one of them because, like, now people are talking about it. You know what I mean? So I think now they just need to take it beyond just the superstars and look at everybody. They need to start making, what do they call it, public service announcements. They need to start having community centers where people can go and talk to somebody, those type of things. Have people a place where maybe people in the people can recommend that they be somebody else be talked to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At least
Absolutely.
It's going to open up the dialogue, and like you said, it won't be so swept under the rug anymore. And hush. Let's put it out there and stop it from happening, because obviously it's hurting people in
it
all
is.
Kinds of ways, it... physically and mentally.
Absolutely. And the sad thing about it is that parents nowadays really don't want to take ownership or own up to what their kids are doing. They want to argue you down. Like, they don't want they'll argue you. They won't give their kids a voice. They won't listen. They don't want their kids to follow the expectations. They don't want their kids to have a voice. They don't want them to open up and be able to talk to them, because then they internalize, well, what did I do wrong? Well, first of all, you keep cutting them off. That's what you did wrong. You don't give them a voice. They don't trust an adult that they can talk to, so they always go to somebody else, and then they're all embarrassed because they went to somebody else instead of being able to have a dialogue with your parents. You should always be able to talk to somebody in your family that will listen and believe you. But don't cry wolf. Don't say something happened to you just for attention and nothing happened to you. Come on, that shuts down the movement that's going on right here. Don't cry wolf if you know you ain't nothing happened to you just to say, I want to be in this movement. No, help out the movement by saying, what can I do to help you? What can I do to support you? It may not happen to me, but what can I do to help you? Don't conform and be like, I want to be like everybody else. Yes, something happened to me. Come on. This is time now to open up and give voices to those who feel like they don't have one.
Okay. Somebody else talking about it, y'all water cooler. What else we got?
We got Keisha Cole blasts ex-husband's legal team after impending divorce comes to light. So the judge is like, hey, you too. Get this over with, otherwise I'm going to dismiss it and you guys are going to remain married. Now, mind you, Keisha Cole and Mr. Daniel Bobby Gibson have moved on. They are in relationships of their own, but they are not legally divorced. So Keisha Cole's like, let's go, I'm ready. But she is angry because he's trying to have full custody of their son, and he wants spousal support. And he's the one who cheated, the one who stepped out and made her cite irreconcilable differences. And they've been separated for years. So she's like, I'm ready to go. Change your demands, and then we can get this done. Because I ain't giving you no spousal support. You messed this up. So, judge don't care about that. He just wants a resolution. What you think about him, the one who messed up, asking for the child support, even though she's making more money, but he the one who put the strain in the relationship?
Well, you know me. I don't give a fuck who it is. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'll be like, I'm wrong. You dig? And on that case, I'm going to say, hail to the no. Nah, bro, you can't be doing that. You cheated. You fucked it up. And now you finna try to take the bread? Come on, man. At some point, us men, we got to walk away as a king with our morals and our balls intact. You know what I mean? And that's how you have to be remembered. Don't be remembered for some petty shit you done did, or you trying to do some petty shit on your way out. Nope. Stand like a man. Do what you got to do and walk away. You dig? But leave the respect wall there where a motherfucker got to respect you. And this goes for women as well. It goes either way. You dig? But nah, bruh, nah, not if you the one that cheated. See, this is one of those situations when I'd be like, uh-huh, does it fit? This is one of the ones where they'd be like, a closed mouth, don't get fed. we don't know. It may not even really be him pushing for it. It might be his lawyer, other stuff like that. But, yeah, that to me, nah, you catch an L to me with that one, bruh. You can't be the cheater and the motherfucker walking off with the bag. I'm just saying. You got to take your lunch some way, somehow.
You know,
you
I think, I do. I think if you are the breadwinner, it all depends, like, if you're the breadwinner, and we've come to a consensus of how much I am going to give you and let that be it, I'm not going to finance your rest of your life for you, but I will send you off, you know, with the, hey, here you go, but I'm not going to monthly pay for you. So as the person, and I don't know who was the breadwinner in the house or who made the most money or whatever, but as a consensus, you make a solid decision, is this enough to leave? So she has to make it up in her mind, what is it going to take? And he's got to make up it in his mind, what is it going to take for us to be done? Because evidently each one has moved on, but they're successfully raising their son. So do joint custody, you know, allow him to have both, you know, and then be done. You know, you made your bed, lie in it, but then allow her to heal and give you what she feels like you deserve, since she knew that you, since you know you were the one that messed it up. Because if you didn't mess it up, we still could be in a place that's good or that's bad. We can't say, but you messed up. You cheated on me. Like, I wasn't enough. So if I wasn't enough, then my money's not enough. So nothing's enough for you. So like you said, walk away, because it wasn't enough then. How is money going to make a difference what you did now? Wasn't enough then. It's not enough now. So be careful, like, when you decide what you're going to do, because it's going to affect you.
Right, right.
That's what I know going in. How y'all go? No going in with a plan. Not always saying we got to have a plan that's going to be out, because you don't want to sit at, you know, each other's side. So if we have a divorce, you know, this is what's going to happen. But, you know, have a plan in place, really. If we decide we don't work out, I'm coming in with what I have and you come in with what you have. You leave with what you had and I leave with what I had. Or you do the prenup that everybody does. And then you'll have nothing to worry about. But don't come in there blind. Sided. Like, especially when you have a high profile relationship.
Right. Okay, I'm with you on that one. I think, too, a lot of times people think a divorce is a payday. Like a cash out or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. So okay.
All right.
What?
Brianna sues her own dad for jacking 20 Yeah, so in a new lawsuit, Rihanna claims her father, Robert Fenty, started a talent company in 2017, called it Fenty Entertainment, but the problem was Rihanna was the one who trademarked it. So she's the one who did the beauty line with it. She claims that everything about her is her reputation. She created it, even though her dad, you know, says he's a business partner. They say he falsely advertised himself to reps, solicited millions of dollars without her authority, and even tried to trademark it with different boutiques. So they are fighting in a trademark and a cease and desist order, so he can't use the name because she's using it to trademark her line with that company. So.
Okay. Sounds like Pop started making some moves and it started paying off for him. it looks like Rihanna must have different direction for the company. Because what might be happening is, say, like these other companies, because if they think that Rihanna's connected, now they're expecting Rihanna to do certain kind of publicity for them, blah, blah, blah. Or we'll just say, hypothetically, they're putting out a lingerie line, right? Now, Riri is putting out a lingerie line through her way. You know what I mean? It's going to cross business. So hopefully they can work that out. But, wow. Yeah, hopefully they can work that out. But who do you think would win, though? The dad or the daughter, though?
Well, it all depends who paid for it. They don't care if it's your last name. Who paid for it? Whose name is it in? When you look up the trademark, whose name is it in? If it ain't in his name, then it's almost like an LLC. Who bought it? Who bought it? Who's the entity of it? If he ain't the entity, then he don't get it. So even though he may be using it, doesn't mean that he's using it right. It may have been his idea, but if he didn't take the money and go do what he needed to do and his name is not on there as a second authorizer, then he's done. That's why when you go into business with folks, if both of y'all collaborated, your name needs to be on everything that's there.
Right. Okay. Wow. Okay. So we got more ENT news.
Oh, yeah. So, snitches. Nas says Jay-Z was aware of R. Kelly's pedophile in on Earth 2002 interview. So now everybody's dropping dimes on who knew what, who at what time, and different things like that. They said Jay-Z was aware of R. Kelly's participation when he came into the studio and saw a 14-year-old girl come out. And they knew that he was doing that when they were on the best, how he was having young girls come out. And then Damon Dash made headlines claiming that he was pissed off of the relationship because, you know, Damon Dash and Aaliyah were in a relationship as well. But I guess Damon, was he younger? I think he was younger, maybe. I don't know. But they're all now going against each other, saying, oh, you knew, you didn't say nothing. Oh, you knew, you didn't say nothing. Oh, you knew, you didn't say nothing. So I hope that this don't cause no rift, you know, people just giving their thoughts a win. Come on, everybody knew. Everybody knew. Y'all just chose to, like we've been saying, sweep it underneath the rug because you didn't want nobody to know that you knew and you didn't do nothing.
Right. Yeah, and like, see, I had said that before, like, because it was really weird. I remember when Kells and Jay fell out about the tour and he was removed from the tour. They never really went into detail. I think Jay-Z just never talked about it. That probably was from a legal standpoint. but yeah, I remember it happening. So, yeah, like you said, I mean, like you said, everybody knew. I mean, shit, it's been out for years. Years and years and years. And, yeah, and that's another thing I've been seeing on social media. It's like some people are saying, so, and they're blaming the inner city community. They're saying, they said, we've known, like you said, we've known this for years about R. Kelly. And now because somebody else tell us that it's wrong, now we want to act like we pissed off. Who should be more ashamed?
But, you know, but there's no difference. Okay, so I was watching Ayana, Ayala, then however you say her last name, and she was saying there's no difference of what R. Kelly is doing as pimping out our kids or, you know, putting them out there as if they're pimping out when they're telling them they be sports and, you know, play football and play basketball and do all that. I wasn't seeing where she was going, but she's saying, listen, we put our kids out there to live, to get these big old drinks and to do it at any means necessary to get there. And they rob, some of them steal, some of them grab stuff that they're not supposed to in college. They do whatever is necessary to make that dream that they have come to life. And they're saying, what's the difference of the wrongs? I know one is sexual and one is, but you're still preying on someone's gifts. You're still preying on someone's talents, and you're telling them to get it by any means necessary. Those girls went after R. Kelly. Them parents went after R. Kelly by any means necessary to be big. We tell our kids by any means necessary, and now we want to tell them no, not by any means necessary. Because now we want to openly tell what the ramifications is and what happens to our kids when we say by any means necessary. Now we want to warn them. We want to give them warning signs when we should have done that long time ago. But we so busy chasing after the dream and the money and what that's going to do and the notoriety, what that's going to do for us.
Right. And I think what she might have been going is, I don't know, because, you know, I didn't see it. I'm just going off of, you know what I mean, just us, our conversation right now. I think she might be talking about the control part. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like you said, they kind of, the sports industry, blah, 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 the point that she's trying to make, I think, I'm just trying to help relate, about the control part, meaning they go out after certain people, they get them, and then they control them, be like, oh, you need to come here and only come here. Now you can't even go talk to these other people. You can't talk to no other agents. You can't do this. You can't collect no money from nobody. You can't do this. You see what I'm saying? A control factor. Instead of giving them the opportunity to say, I go here or I do it. You know what I mean? So I can kind of see where she might be going with that one. I'm not for sure. I have to check out the episode, but I believe she's talking about the control part. But yeah, it gets deep in a lot of things. You know what I mean? Deep in a lot of things. So I was watching some other stuff, and they were talking about like how it relates to even jobs with mind control and, you know, other things like that. Yeah, so it gets deep. It gets deep. It could be, this could be a week long episode. Get it? But yeah.
True.
But yeah.
True, it could. Yeah. Okay, so here's Petty. Here's Petty to Pet. Okay, so.
Oh, snap.
Fetty Wap, baby mama Alexis. Just, you know, got in a fight with Black China. At a nightclub.
Okay.
So now, they got in a fight. But here's when things get messy. Check this out. Alexis Sky was at Rob's crib, or, you know, Kardashian's crib. We know whoever he stayed with, having dinner with Mr. Rob Kardashian, saying, with Boo, kissing the camera, saying I'm cooking macaroni and cheese and chicken breast. Saying that they've been knowing each other for years, Alexis and him, and that's his crush. And so he finally got to be with his crush that he's known for a long time after the fight. So they're saying they're trying to make her jealous. Black China jealous because them two don't get along. They fighting on Rob, or, you know, not really fighting on Rob, but come on, Rob Kardashian.
Right. That's just messy. Man, and this is what I be thinking sometimes. I could be wrong, but just bear with me. I be thinking sometimes, what are you going to do when your kids are like 13, 14, and they see all this shit that you be doing? Just keep it 100. They are celebrities. This shit don't go away. When you do shit in public, it don't go away. You might think it go away. This shit could die down. And one of your haters has come out of nowhere, and bam, remember this? Boop. So, I mean, how's that going to be?
Let me
but
tell you how they're going to be.
That's how you do it?
They're going to act the same way these parents be acting when they call our school. What the fuck? Mm. How you going to treat my son like that or my daughter like that? I'm going to call the motherfucking police on y'all because y'all ain't about shit. Y'all can't do shit. Why y'all listen to that shit anyway? Make sure you treat my son or my daughter with respect. Otherwise, I'm going to come up there and whoop your ass. Y'all know who I am. I'm a star. Y'all better fix that shit. Okay?
And let me guess, their child was woofing off at the mouth. I can just tell by the parent, their child was wasn't it?
Or wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. But it's so funny. When you work at a black, like when you work at a spot where there's black receptionists, so this parent was calling up the school, doing that to me, you know, talk about I'm going to whoop her ass, and when I get up there, it's going down. Oh, they was like, who you talking about? Who? Click. So hung up, number one. Call again. Oh, yeah, when I get up there, it's on and popping. I'm going to call the police. Who you talking about? Ball Miss Tate. Boop. Then I get into the room, yeah, girl. We had a hang up on his mama. She was clowning, talk about she going to do whoop, whoop, whoop to you. I said, can I call her? They was like, no. I was like, why? They was like, do not call that woman. Do not call that woman. And so I get there this morning. She here? I was like, no, her lazy ass ain't got out the house. No, she ain't going to be here. What's she going to say? They was like, stop it. I was like, no, I'm sick of these parents threatening on the phone and thinking that we supposed to be scared. Come on up here. Come on. Because I'm going to check you like I checked your son. Come on. And I'm going to make sure you follow the expectations. Like, he's following the expectations. Mm-hmm. Don't be calling doing that to my receptionist and my secretary. We do not. But she ain't came up there. No, ma'am. No, sir, she ain't came up there. And she ain't said she want to talk to me no more. I said, come on. Call me. Because I'm going to treat you like I treat the other parent who tried to come up there and do the same thing. Now she my best friend. Call me all the time. Okay. I be laughing. I be like, yeah, I'm Northside. This is where you grow up, Cookie. Grow up. I be like, Lord, please don't have the Northside come at me. And that's how the mama's going to be. Lord, please. Mm-hmm. Don't have the North Side or the entertainment part come out of me. And that's how they got to talk to themselves because their kids be out of control because they don't learn. They ain't taught them. They taught how to be, you know, better than. And they the worst one. I'm going to bring you down a couple notches. You're going to have to learn like everybody else. You want your parents the same way. They may be Gucci or they may be Fendi, but come on. They're the same leg, one at a time. Or you could jump on them motherfuckers, but one at a time. You see what I'm saying? You're not no better.
Right.
And so parents got to understand, when you come to school, you ain't no better. You a regular-ass parent.
Yeah, you an adult. I'm an adult with the same size. So this is what I need everybody around the world to do. I need all y'all for a moment. I need all y'all to grab somebody's hand. I don't care if you grab something. It is all of us right now. I'm going to lead. Unbelievable. Lord, please, please, please give this woman some patience and some serenity and stop letting, stop, please stop the people from threatening her because they don't want to see the north side. If you don't want to see somebody get their ass whooped, everybody say amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I had to do a monstrous prayer for you, right? I'm sorry. So, you think it's going to be cool tomorrow? You think you're going to be good tomorrow?
If she don't come up, bitch, come on. Hey, listen, come up. Still need to talk to you about your son who ain't doing nothing. Come up. He still ain't following expectations. He got homework. I'm going to see if he do the homework. If not, your son is back in ISS finishing his homework. Come on. What? I don't. I just don't. And then I got, you know, I got people in there that's lazy as hell. And now you want to combine that with smart ass people and lazy folks? That just don't mix well with me. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mix. Mm-hmm. And then, mind you, I ain't had no sugar in about 4 days. Oh, good Lord. That, no. Not what it's not a good time. It's not a good time in folks' life. Cause mine thing, it's not a good time. Not a good time to test me or play with me. It's not a good time. I'm putting the warning out there. It's not a good time.
Oh, she over there detoxing. Cause I ain't had no sugar. I need my fix. So
I can't have none.
What's today? Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. All right. Tomorrow night's Wednesday night. Wet Wednesday. Where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Call in and listen and get your freak on. We play panty droppers, all kinds of music over here. Let's see. We've been having what? A new Keep Sweat, new Tamia, new Maya. Who else? There's a lot of new Maxwell. See that Belle Biv DeVoe still be bumping over here, the new stuff. Let's see what else. We got like Shante Moore, Ro James. I think I got some new Ro James for y'all tomorrow. It's not new, but hey, it's current. Let's see. Yeah, Janet Jackson. even though some people didn't like it, Jacquees. Yeah, so much more. Panty droppers. When you're trying to get that new groove and trying to make that new memory to that song, that's right, break it in. This is where you get it at, right here, Monsters Radio Live, Wednesday night. Like we said, wet Wednesday, hump day music. Not all slow, but definitely
nasty.
Sexy.
Nasty.
She keeps going nasty.
Nasty.
In the adult conversation in political terms.
sure, nasty, wet.
So let's see, do we have, no, I don't think we have our topics in for tomorrow. So, if you got something that you might want to hear us talk about any night of the week, whether it's Carmen Cafe, Friday Night Live, Wet Wednesday, Monstrous Monday, whatever it is, hit us up on Facebook at The Monstars, THEMONSTARZ. You dig? And let us know. All you gotta do is like the page and drop us a little message in there, and we'll talk about it. So, I'm E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. I'm on my way out the door. I hope y'all have a great night. I hope y'all get it in, every bun intended. And I'm just gonna leave it like that. Y'all have a good night.
You gonna leave it like that? Gonna leave it like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. Good night, y'all. I'm gonna leave it just like that. Mwah. Thank you for listening. Yeah, baby.